还父玛利亚，你们成成长，一天一天长
在你在妇女中受赞颂，你的亲子耶稣同受赞颂。愿主圣母玛利亚，求你现在和我们临终时，为我们罪人祈求天主。阿门。
In the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.A great inspiration in my spiritual life is the little Saint Therese of Lisieux.
圣女小德兰的生活，或是她的这个生活中的榜样，就成为神父他自己在灵修生活中的，我们说一个叫灵感也好，或是一个启发、一个启迪也好。
She had a great love for China and prayed for missionaries in China, and there was also a possibility that she could go as a missionary to China.
小德兰小的时候呢，他就是不是小的时候，他就曾经有一个愿意来中国服务做传教士的这样一个梦想，所以他那个时候就是在他的这个传记中写到他那么爱中国。
But she made an incredible contribution to the church's spiritual theology.
那小德兰为教会灵修史上，我们说在灵修神学上做出了重大的贡献。
And that's why John Paul II declared her a doctor of the church.
那这就是为什么教宗若保罗二世就宣布圣女小德兰为教会的圣师。
She teaches us the little way of spiritual childhood.
那小德兰的神修的神鹰小路，这个应该是大家都知道啊，这是他教导我们的神鹰小路。
And this little way is something for all of us.
啊，这个小路是适用我们所有的人。
Because not all of us can be great.But all of us can be little.
不是我们所有的人都能成为伟大的，但是我们每个人都可以成为微小的。
And all of us have the experience of being little children.
因为我们每个人都有方法能让自己成为小。
Is in the past or now?
In the past, we have all been little children.
因为我们都曾经是小孩。
And so we can learn, we know what it's like to be physically little, and we can learn what it's like to be spiritually little.
这个方法就是告诉我们什么呢？我们知道我们曾经就是在身体上的弱小。那另外呢，我们也可以让我们自己在精神上成为微小者。
When we are little children, we feel this strong desire to be independent from our parents.
当我们小的时候，我们有一种很强烈的这个感觉，就是愿意自己长大了独立于父母。
But the normal progression of the spiritual life.Is that as we become less dependent on our parents, we should become more dependent on God.
但在我们的灵修生活上，就像，但是就不像我们小的时候长大了，说你不依赖父母了，独立于父母。但我们的灵修生活就是随着我们的成长，我们更依赖天主。
So we grow from being a physical child.Taken care of by our parents to a spiritual child taken care of by God.
那我们现在的成长就像什么是就像什么一样？我们小的时候的成长是依靠于父母的，依靠父母。那我们在灵性生命的成长上，我们也就像我们小的时候依靠父母一样的依靠天主。
A fundamental point that made it possible for Saint Therese to develop this doctrine was her absolute confidence in the Father's mercy.
那对小德兰， 他在他的神修神学上所讲的就是完完全全的依靠天主的仁慈。
I believe this was a special grace that God gave her so that she could teach us.
那这就是天主给她的特殊的恩宠，所以她就用这种方法来教导我们。
Each of us must, in order to grow in the spiritual life, each of us must discover, must develop a. In order to grow in the spiritual life, each of us must develop an absolute confidence in the Father's mercy.
为了我们的灵性生命的成长，所以说我们就必须完全依靠于天主对我们的仁慈。
Saint Therese developed this doctrine over the course of her life, and she gives us a concise description of it from her deathbed.
小德兰的我们说他的这叫灵修神学啊，他发展出来他的这个一套的神修的方法，那特别清晰的在他死之前所。给我们表达出来的。
One of her sisters asked her while she was dying, "What does littleness mean?"
在她临死的时候，她同会的修女问她，你说成为这个微小是什么意思呢？
And Saint Therese gave us this wonderful response.
她给了我们一个非常奇妙的这样一个答案。
She said, "It is to recognize our nothingness, and to expect everything from God, as a little child expects everything from her father."
Okay, give me the first part.
I'll let you read it.
No.
Quote.
No Chinese here. It's too small and large.
It is to recognize our nothingness.
Okay. 也就是说，首先呢，就是认识到我们的虚无。
To expect everything from God, as a little child expects everything from her father.
就像小孩，就是我们这个小婴儿啊，他期待所有的东西，所有东西都是应该从父母那里期待才能得，从父母那里才能得到。
And so it is to be disquieted about nothing.
就像，看，那就像我们期待所有的东西都要从天主那里一样，从天主那里给我们一样。
So we learn from Saint Therese that we need to accept our nothingness, which is our weakness, our dependency.
当我们能够接受我们自己的虚无的时候
is the one accept our nothingness and the...
so weakness, dependency.
我们的软弱，我们的虚无，我们的软弱，以及我们对天主的依赖。
Saint Paul said, "What do you have that you did not receive from God?"
那我们说，我们就不必要担心你什么不是从天主那里得到的。
We have nothing in ourselves. We did not create ourselves, and we cannot keep ourselves alive.
因为我们什么东西都不是自己给的，因为我们自己不能创造自己，我们的生命也不是我们自己给的。
Recognizing our nothingness can be scary because we feel even more helpless.
有时候啊，我们承认自己的虚无，有时候会觉得我们挺恐慌的，因为我们觉得好像自己一无所有一样。
If we recognize that we have nothing, we might be afraid that God will take it all back.
如果当我们认识到自己一无所有的时候，我们的担忧就可能是，哎呀，天主会不会把这些东西全部给我拿走呢？
But if we know that God is a good and merciful Father, then we know that He will not just take everything from us.
那我们也知道天主是一个仁慈的父亲，他不会拿走任何东西的，不会从我们身上拿走任何东西。
And as we trust in God in our nothingness, then it becomes a great source of freedom and peace.
那当我们承认自己在天主内的虚无的时候，那我们就会能享受在天主内的平安和自由。
And then, as Saint Therese said, we are no longer anxious about anything.
这就像圣女小德兰说的，那我们就不会再担心任何事情。
And then she goes on to describe littleness.
那她就是继续在在解释关于就是我们说微小是什么意思。
She says, littleness is not to be set on making our own living.
你不用担心你去用什么方法去谋生。
This is what the older brother does in the story of the prodigal son.
这就是我们说这个在浪子回头比喻的故事里边提到的这个长子。
When Saint Therese talks about our living, she's really talking about eternal life here.
当小德兰就是提到了我们说这个谋生的问题啊，小德兰就是描绘的就是永生的问题。
And we cannot earn eternal life.
因为我们的永生不是我们自己挣来的。
We can only receive it as a gift from God.
那我们只能从天主那里作为礼物去领受或接受。
If I get into a pattern of trying to earn eternal life, then I'll end up like the older brother.
那如果说我们认为自己把自己放到什么什么地方，就说自己可以谋生，那可以我们的这个方法可以证得永生的话，那我们就像浪子回头、浪子故事里边的长子一样。
The older brother works for everything and he receives nothing.
因为他做了那么多的工作，他认为我什么都没得到。
But we have to learn to receive everything from the Father.
我们不得，现在就是让我们自己去学习，从天主那里我们能得到、领受到所有的我们需要的。
When we recognize that everything is a gift, then we start to trust in the Father's generosity.
当我们知道我们能从天主那里领到我们需要的时候，我们相信天主对我们的慷慨。
God has given us the gift of life. We did not earn that.
天主给我们的生命本身就是一个礼物，这本身不是我们挣来的。
And God has given us another day to live. We did not earn that.
就像天主又给我们多的另外的一天，这也同样不是我们挣来的。
God has given us our faith and our religious vocation and all of the most precious things in life. We did not earn them.
就在我们生命中的珍贵的礼物，比如说天主召叫我们作为修道的人，以及我们有的信仰，这都不是我们自己挣来的。
And God wants us to receive even more from Him.
天主也渴望我们从他那里领受更多。
And that's why He says to the older brother, "Everything I have is yours."
就像他对长子说的一样，我所有的东西，我所有的都是你的。
The older brother complained because he worked so hard and he never even got a goat to eat with his friends.
那长子他抱怨说，我这么辛苦的工作，我甚至就是连一个
What is goat? It's a calf. It's a calf.
甚至就是一个小羊你都没给过我。
The father wanted, he would have been very happy if the older brother had asked him for this.
如果在这种情况下，长子向父亲要求什么的话，那可能父亲会很高兴。
So, Saint Therese wants us to be little and to receive everything from the Father.
小德兰就是教导我们在这里向天父要求所有我们需要的。
It's very easy to get caught up in this way of thinking, in a bad way of thinking in our religious communities.
那有时候我们在团体生活中呢，可能就觉得老去要东西不是一件好事情。
We can start comparing who works more and who deserves more, and we make all of these comparisons.
刚才这句话不对。Can you repeat the first sentence again? Yes, in the community, it's bad things. Yes.
We can get caught up in bad thinking.
就说在团体中，如果是有这样的话，我们这个可能会导致我们去在团体中会导致另外一种不好的事情发生。
We're making comparisons.
因为在团体中，就是你会很容易和别人去比较。
And we can decide that one person is more valuable than another person.
你可能会认为就是这个人比我更有价值。
One of the things that John Paul II teaches us in Vita Consecrata is about the importance of the elderly.
教宗在奉献生活的劝谕里边就提到了，就是在修会的年长的。
He holds up the elderly as the model for our religious life.
我们说年长者，你为为我们所提供的这样一个叫什么生活的榜样。
Because the most important part of our religious life is in regard to our prayer and sacrifices.
But I think I feel confused. This elderly, what does elderly mean?
Old. The elderly,
the
religious.
And how to connect it to the next part? I feel a little bit confused from the John Paul II. It's about his teaching.
He says that the elderly are the model for the religious life.
It's for old, it's for young.
The model for everybody, yeah.
神父这意就是说，就是你年长的人，你应该成为修道者的榜样。
Because
是为所有的人。
Because the elderly are offering prayer and sacrifice, which is the heart of the religious life.
他们在团体中的祈祷和奉献可以作为团体生活的非常重要的一部分。
The elderly can't do the apostolic works or earn money for the community, but they still offer prayer and sacrifice.
当然他们也可以为我们的团体就是做任何的牺牲，但尤其是他们的他们虽然可以做使徒工作，但他们的祈祷和牺牲是更重要的。
So we can see in the language of Saint Therese that the elderly are a model of littleness.
所以在这个圣女小德兰所提到的，就是说年长者成为年轻人的楷模。
And then Saint Therese continues by saying, To be little is not to attribute to oneself the virtues that one practices.
那小德兰就提到了，就说我们说成为弱小，那意味着什么呢？我们不是说把功劳或是操练的一些美德都归于自己。
She says we should recognize that these virtues are treasures that God places in the hands of his little child to be used when necessary.
那这就相当于什么呢？我们这些美德就像天主把一些个这个宝贝放在我们的手里了，但在需要的时候才拿出来使用。
But they always remain God's treasures.
当然这个 宝贝一直都在天主那里存留。
This is a very interesting point that St. Therese makes because we normally think of our virtues as being a part of who we are.
这对我们来说，我们很容易就认为什么呢？我操练的这个美德是我生命中的一部分，我原来我就是这样的。
And this could be true of the human virtues, but the virtues that God has given us through baptism, like faith and hope and love, are really His virtues.
那当然我们有时候会有就是人性这个德人性美德人性的美德但是呢我们真正说的这个来自于天主的信望爱的这三超德是天主给我们的礼物。
And so we realize that even our virtues that grow through our faithfulness and our religious practice and through our prayer, that they really belong to God.
当我们认为在我们的修道生活中所操练的这种美德以及我们的 the virtues and the practice and what?
The virtues that grow through our faithfulness to religion and to our prayer.
Okay. 透过我们的忠信我们的祈祷我们所操练的这些美德这些都属于天主。
And so if you have a very strong faith or a very great love, we recognize that that's God's gift.
当我们有这样一个深的信仰的时候那我们就能够认出来这是天主给我们的礼物。
St. Therese helps us to not be so impressed with ourselves.
小德兰也教导我们你不要被自己所有的这点这点叫什么呀就这点美德你觉得为自己所感动。
We can think of a little child who has a diamond ring.
我们就想想这个小孩他有一个叫什么呀就像一个钻戒一样。
That little child did not earn that diamond ring.
所以这个钻戒呢不是他自己挣来的。
A little child with a diamond ring has thousands of dollars in her hand.
就是说，虽然说这个钻戒非常值钱
，but
在他手里也就是很值钱的钻戒。
But it was simply a gift given by her father.
这个钻戒再值钱，也是他的父亲给他的。
It would be ridiculous for that little child to be so impressed with herself that she had this diamond ring.
那当然，如果这个小孩他自己当拿着这个钻戒，觉得你看我有这个钻戒，自己为这个感到就是挺兴奋的时候，那就觉得就是蛮可笑的，因为这不是他自己挣来的。
So Saint Therese encourages us to look at ourselves and whatever good we see to give thanks to God.
这一点呢就是小德兰提醒我们就是当我们看到自己身上的这些优点或者是美德的时候那这个时候呢我们仍然要归功于天主。
And finally, Saint Therese says, to be little means not to be discouraged over one's failings. For children fall often, but they are too little to hurt themselves very much.
小德兰也教导我们说成为微小者那意思呢并不是说让我们泄气或者是气馁那这个就和什么相当呢比如就像一个当我们就是你跌倒的时候就像小孩子他跌倒了无数次但是呢他因为他很小所以他摔倒了也不会摔伤。
This is such a merciful view of our own weakness.
那这是一个非常我们说一个仁慈的方法去看我们自己的弱小或是叫微小。
Not only do we not take ourselves so seriously in regard to our virtues, but we also don't take ourselves so seriously in regard to our sins.
当然这个就是说无论我们看我们自己的 优点，还是看我们自己的缺点，你都不要把它看得非常的重要。
Sometimes we get so upset at ourselves every time that we fail or make a mistake.
但是我们很多时候就是关注于自己的这个犯错误了，或者是我们自己跌倒了。
But Saint Therese says, it's okay. If as long as you're little, you don't fall very far.
小德兰的说法是什么？没关系，摔倒了也没关系，因为毕竟就是小孩，你那么一点点儿，你摔倒估计也摔不到多远。
You've seen the way that little children walk, and then they fall over, and then they get up, and then they fall over.
就是我们看着那个小孩，你看他走路，就是走那么一点儿，摔倒了，然后他起来了，又摔倒了，也就是说他摔也摔不到很远。
But little children, they seem to be made of rubber, and they just bounce. You know, rubber, like a ball.
就是那个像就什么那个皮球一样，就像皮球一样，你像拍皮球一样，你把它拍到地下，它又弹起来了。
And as long as we are humble and we don't expect too much, then our pride is not hurt when we fall.
但只要我们不是那么骄傲，就说我们跌倒了，我们也不会伤害到自己。
Saint Therese teaches us this very merciful path of following God.
圣小德兰就是教给了我们非常仁慈的这种方法，就是我们在天主内跌倒，就是掉到天主的爱内。
I want to share a little bit more of Saint Therese's teaching in her act, her self-offering to merciful love.
师父现在给大家就是继续讲，就是小德兰所提供的这种仁慈的爱是什么样子。
I put the whole text on the website already in Chinese if you want to download it.
神父已经找到了有翻译好的中文和英文的对照，已经放到网上了。
I will just read a couple of sections. It's quite long.
我们就读一部分，因为这一段很长。
In her act of oblation, Saint Therese said,I want to be a saint, but I feel my helplessness.
他自己说什么呢？他说我想成为一个圣人，但是呢，我发现自己非常的无助。
And this is a theme that we see a lot in the writings of Saint Therese.
这个我们可以在小德兰的著作里边看到很多。他写的关于这方面的东西。
Saint Therese was not afraid to desire great things like holiness.
其实他一直都渴望，他并不怕去成圣，而且一直都渴望成圣。
On the one hand, she desired to become a saint. On the other hand, she knew her own nothingness.
他一方面就是渴望自己成圣，但是另一方面呢，他又知道自己的叫卑微或是叫弱小。
And this is a picture of a true Christian.
这就是说我们真正的就是基督徒的一个图像。
She's very honest with herself, very humble.
她非常的对自己非常诚实，同时也非常谦卑。
But she also has great desires to be holy.
但她同时也有非常强烈的成圣的愿望。
The virtue of hope.
那这就是我们说望德。
Saint Therese gives us the courage to hope.
她给了我们就是在望德中的这就是什么？就他的描述，或是他自己的体会。
Saint Therese also reads in her own desires what God wants to give, what His will is.
What is that?
She says, the more you want to give, speaking to God, the more you want to give, the more you make us desire.
就是说，你想，你越想去多的给予别人，你越想和天主去多要。
She said, I feel in my heart immense desires, and so it is with confidence that I ask you to come.
她说在她的心里就充满了那么多想跟天主要的，但是呢，她充满了信心去给天主，去和天主继续要。
Saint Therese was not afraid to have great desires, and she also knew that her great desires were a sign of how much God wants to give her.
她说我这个强烈的渴望就是他从来都不怯懦这些，就觉得我特别有信心跟天主去要，因为我越要，越去和天主要，天主给我的越多。
Saint Therese was also confident in the power of God.
他同时对天主的能力也非常的有信心。
She said, "You can prepare me to appear before you." In one instant.
Repeat it again. Because I feel a little bit dizzy. It's not that way.
对不起，我稍微就是有一些头晕，所以我不能看这个文字的东西。Sorry, Father. You repeat it again.
You can prepare me to appear before you in one instant.
就说你可以让我出现在和你很近的距离内。
She knew that God was powerful enough to transform her and prepare her for heaven.
她知道就是天主是在准备她，就是将来有一天，变化她，然后把她带到天堂去。
This is so important for us to have great hope.
这对我们来说，这是一个非常大的希望。
Sometimes we have the idea that it takes so long to become a saint.
那对我们来说，觉得我们如果成圣的话，这是一条多么遥远的路啊！
But Saint Therese knew that we can become a saint in just an instant.
那小德兰就认识到什么呢？那当我们要成圣的话，可能就是。立即我们就可以成圣。
She knew that she had nothing to offer, no way to earn that.
因为她知道她自己的这个虚无，她说我自己是没有办法挣得这些的。
She said, at the end of my life, I know I will stand before you with empty hands.
她知道说我在最后的时候，当我站在天主面前的时候，我两手是空空的。
But she knew that God could accept her nothingness and make her into a great saint.
也就是说天主知道就是尽管你是两手空空的我也会接受你成为天堂的一就圣人中的一员。
And so she said with great confidence that she wanted to offer herself to God, as a holocaust to his merciful love.
所以她愿意把她自己就像一个祭献一样献给天主的礼物。
She wanted to live one single act of perfect love.
也就是她的每一个动作，每一个动作都要表现出来那种完美的爱。
Sometimes we might think that Saint Therese is not a very sophisticated saint.
有时候我们会认为就是小德兰好像不是一个特别精明的一个圣人。
The way that she speaks of littleness and spiritual childhood does not sound very sophisticated.
因为她讲的这个我们变成弱小啊，
weakness, no weakness, nothingness, and
littleness and spiritual childhood.
就说他自己的微小，以及说就变成这个灵性叫什么叫神鹰小鹿这种，就变成这个灵性的小孩一样，好像觉得不像其他的圣人， 哎呀，他们有那么高深的理论。
But if we look at her writings, we discover that she draws extensively from St. John of the Cross.
但当你看到她写的作品的时候，她呢从圣十字若望里边也汲取了很多。
She really gives us a very faithful interpretation of his teaching.
那她把圣十字若望的教导就给予了她自己理解后的解释。
And so she says she wants to live in one single act of perfect love.
那她这就是像刚才神父讲的，就是她把每一个她活着的，就是我每一个动作，我都要用完美的爱去表达出来。
St. John of the Cross wrote that one single act of perfect love is worth more than all the works of the church combined.
也就是说，像圣十字若望所说的一样，你这一个。为一个用完美的爱表达出的所做的这个微小的动作，它超越了教会所有的
the all virtue of the church,
all the works of the church,
works of the church,
超越了这个我们说教会工作所有的我们说叫美德的总和。
And that's why.Saint Therese is revered so highly in the church.
所以这就是说，为什么教会把小德兰就是提到了这么高的一个位置，在教会提到这么高的一个位置。
Even though she was never a martyr or a missionary or never did any of these works for the poor.
尽管她既不是致命者，她也不是传教士。也没有做任何就是说服务穷人的工作。
She placed all of her hope in God and made this one single act of perfect love.
也就是她把所有的希望都寄托在天主身上，然后就是每一个微小的动作都用就是极纯的爱去爱。
And this is the amazing thing. She says, this one single act of love is actually receiving God's mercy.
就是我们这一
single act, receive God's mercy.
就是我们这一个带着我们说这个完美的爱去爱天主的话，我们都可以领受到来自天主的慈悲，都可以领受天主的仁慈。
Can you just read that paragraph?
在他the whole paragraph?
Yeah.
在你眼中，这是小德兰写的啊。时间不算什么，一日如千年，所以你能在一瞬间。把我准备好来到你跟前，为了质疑完美的爱情生活，我奉献自己做你仁爱的全番祭品，求你不断焚化我，让蕴含在你内的无限温柔波涛涌入我灵魂，使我成为你爱情的致命者，我的天主。
She sees that God has so much mercy that fills up his heart.
他能够领会，就是天主的仁慈。This part.
God's mercy, what?
Fills up his heart.
他能够领会天主的仁慈充满了他整个的心。
We can think of it like this. Every time someone commits sin, more mercy comes into God's heart.
当人犯罪的时候，那天主的仁慈就更容易来到这个人的身上。
Every time someone is weak and needs help,More mercy fills God's heart.
当这个人软弱的时候， 那天主对这个人就更加充满了仁慈。
And if the person who sins does not ask for God's mercy, then God's heart gets more and more full. If the sinner does not ask for God's mercy, then his heart gets more and more full.
如果这个罪人他没有请求天主的仁慈，那他自己的心里就是越来越满了。
When the sinner asks for mercy, God pours that mercy out of his heart.
那如果他恳求天主的仁慈的话，那天主就会用他的仁慈充满他的心。
And so if we sin and we do not ask for mercy, it hurts God more than if we ask for mercy.
如果他犯罪了，他没有和天主去请求天主的仁慈，那天主会就是自己感觉心里很痛。
So Saint Therese had this idea that God has all of this extra mercy in his heart, and it's hurting him because he wants to pour it out.
当就是我们犯罪的时候，那天主会感到痛的时候，他会就把他的仁慈就是继续不断的就是放入到犯罪的这个人身上。
And so she told God, you can pour out all of your extra mercy on me.
然后他就说，那天主你把你的这个所有，因为天主的仁慈是充满了天主的心，也就是说你把你这个仁慈，你这个就是在满满之外的这个仁慈你再给我吧。
We have this idea that asking God for mercy is an inconvenience for him, as if he doesn't like to give us mercy.
Who is that God? Okay, repeat the whole sentence again.
That it's God is irritated if we ask him for mercy.
Without.
We have the idea that he
okay.
is irritated, that we're bothering him by asking him for mercy.
那有时候我们会怎么想呢？我们会觉得你老和天主去要求天主的仁慈的时候，天主会生气。
Sometimes we learned that from our own parents.
可能有时候这种状态，我们从我们的父母那里就是体会过。
When we asked for forgiveness from our parents, once, twice, it was okay, but 10 times, 20 times, then they get irritated.
这种经验就是说，比如说有时候啊，我们请求父母的宽恕的时候，可能一次、两次、十次、二十次可能还可以。如果你老是这个样子的话，那父母可能一下就火了。
But that is not how God is.
但这不是天主的方法。
God's heart fills up with mercy, and it hurts him until we ask for that mercy. He wants to forgive us. He wants to give us mercy. He's just waiting for us to ask because he doesn't want to force it on us. And so rather than asking for less, Saint Therese understands that we need to ask for more.
So this is 小德兰他的理解，就是我们就是去和天主要更多的，要恳求天主的仁慈。
And this is how we can make that single act of perfect love.
这就是我们怎么样让自己每一个动作都成为一个完美的爱，或者叫成全的爱。
And we become a holocaust to divine mercy.
所以我们就成为了天主仁慈的祭品。
We become a martyr of love, as Saint Therese says.
我们就成为了爱的 为爱而致命，或是为成为爱的致命者，就像小德兰做的一样。
Sorry, Father, we have to stop because I feel very dizzy.
对不起，我需要休息。突然间，我这个头就是晕的，所以我不能睁开眼睛再。